Protect your genius. We each have it because we can all build with our thoughts. You use your genius when you learn shapes of letters, string your first words, sentences, punctuations, and poems. Genius can, however, be interrupted because weaving thoughts is a gentle and creative process. It is your duty to say no when someone hopes to interrupt your mind. You have to learn and build first. Not friends, not parents, and especially not teachers with their pompous grading system and ineffective dog and pony show of education. You must not let anyone cut up your long thoughts, because then you will lose yourself. Furthermore, you have to exercise your mind with something vast but flexible. Some people compose music to find the best song. Others sculpt to create the most life-changing works. You can start with painting, get a wall projector, large canvas, and learn how to master color mixing. But it seems that the finest exercise we have today is computer programming. Here you can program objects for 3D printing, create virtual worlds, text universes, automate an entire congress of artificial intelligence programs, and build endless chains of tools, libraries, and frameworks. If you stand up for your genius and exercise your mind well, you will need a greater world and calmer places. And you will find no better than hiking and camping, where you can rest away from stress until books begin calling to you. Consider walking the Triple Crown of hiking, Appalachian Trail, Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide Trail. But always take to nature, even if you must travel from snowy weather towards warmer climes. Your genius is already within you, but it requires that you don't let anybody interrupt you as you grow up. And it demands that you find a world of challenges to exercise it and refine it to help your genius grow. But above all, your genius requires the peace of nature, where you can rest and daydream for months at a time. Do not worry about what others may expect of you. Your mind must always come first.